What do you want from her, Mr. Nelson?
They vacationed as a couple.
I advanced all the money, $2,200.
But came back single.
Then she kicked me out. She left me at the curb at the airport.
Now, will he lose more than a girlfriend?
Did you agree that the cost of that trip would be split between the two of you?
No. I got the visa that he requested, and he put it in his pocket, and I have all these charges on here.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kenneth Nelson is suing his ex-girlfriend, Sue McNeil, for truck repairs, rent, and travel expenses for a trip to Florida.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 27 on the calendar, the matter of Nelson versus McNeil.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Nelson, it is your claim that the defendant, who was your girlfriend for a period of time, owes you for several things. First, something about rent. Second, something about a damaged car. And finally, you want her to pay for part of a trip that you went on together.
Correct.
Okay. Let's start with what you think she owes you for.
She owes me for denting my truck.
Okay. When did she dent your truck?
October 23rd of 2011.
How did that happen, Ms. McNeil?
I was backing his trailer up closer to my garage, so in the middle of the night, nobody would steal anything off of it, because I own a bar, and my home is only 50 feet from the bar, and people are wandering around there all hours of the night till at least 2 in the morning.
Could you just tell me what happened with this truck?
I got in the truck to move it, back it up to my garage, and not knowing that he wrapped a chain around the tire, it jackknifed and it put a dent in his rear quarter.
So it was your responsibility?
Yes.
Did you tell him you would take care of it?
I told him I would. I told him I was sorry. He told me not to worry about it.
Okay, is that what you told her?
No.
What did you tell her?
I told her I'd like to be reimbursed for it.
And was that on the 23rd of October?
That'd be the next day, because we didn't live together.
And you were staying at her house?
Overnight, yes.
Well, you stayed at her house overnight?
Correct. We were leaving in the morning.
For where?
She lives 80 miles from where my work is, so I was commuting from her house to work in the morning. I would leave at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay. Did you come back?
No.
So you never came back after the 23rd of October? You separated at that time?
No, we did not separate at that time.
So then you lived together, or you stayed together, or romanced together after October 23rd?
Correct.
Until what month, sir?
Did we quit dating?
Yes.
Be March 4th.
Between October and March, did you have your truck fixed?
No.
Did you discuss her fixing it?
No.
Then deal with it yourself. Next.
I tried to deal with it, but...
No, deal with it yourself. Because if between October and March, sir, it wasn't a big deal, and you and Miss McNeil lived together, shared a bed together, went out to dinner together, I'm not interested in her denting your truck. Let's move on.
Okay. And the next item that we had is that we, because she was sick of living next to the bar, because it's so much chaos and it drives her crazy because it's everybody, it's 24/7. She wanted to find a place that was in between my work and her bar where we would live together.
And when did she decide to do that?
We had dialogue over the course of September, and we were looking for places, and then we found one at the beginning of October.
When did you find it?
About the last week of September. We found the place, and then they accepted us.
And when did you move in there?
October 8th.
Well, but according to you, and according to her, she dented your truck on October 23rd, and she was still living at her house.
Correct. What it was is that the house that we were going to have in the town of Isani was going to be the home during the week. She was going to commute back and forth, and then on weekends, she was still going to have a room.
A room where?
Upstairs in her house.
So she still had her house.
And she still had her house.
That's where you were. That's where your truck was.
That night. It was a weekend thing. That's what it was going to be, a weekend place to go for the weekend. And the house in Isani was going to be during the week. So
what do you want from her, Mr. Nelson? I'm still trying to figure out what you want from her. So you moved into an apartment.
So we both moved in. So we're going to be together. And I paid all of the rent. And then I paid a deposit for her to be able to smoke and have a cat, and I paid all that. I was there for 2.5 months, and I could not afford it because she came up after the first month and says, I'm not going to be paying anything. I don't have any money. And I said, well, I can't live here. I can't afford this, plus be paying, you know, for my kids and stuff like that.
Well, how did you expect to pay for yourself?
I was only going to be paying half of the new place.
Okay.
So going forward, I paid everything. After 2.5 months, I couldn't afford it. I told her that. I went to the landlord and I told them I can't afford it. She said, well, you guys were supposed to be here. They let me break the lease. I forfeited my deposit and the rent. And then she says, well, move in here. So I moved in with her.
On what date?
On what date? It would be December 15th. That was my last day that I was staying there.
December 15th.
So I'm not a free...
So you moved in with her?
Correct. I'm not a freeloader. I said I'll pay you $400 a month, which will go into a fund to which we will travel. And that's what we did. Then in the beginning of the last week of February, we went on a trip to Florida.
Just a second. Let me understand this. So now you're not paying any more rent in this other place that you rented, and you moved in with her.
Correct.
And you were going to put some money in a kitty for travel.
Correct. There's going to be her rent money.
Just a second. And what about your rent?
To stay with her?
You're staying with her.
And I'm paying her rent.
No, you said you were paying her $400 that was supposed to go into a kitty for travel. That's not rent.
I have a text statement saying from her saying, yes, that was for rent.
You just told me it wasn't for rent. You just told me it was for travel.
It was her money to do with what she wants. She was going to put it in a fund. And I said, I'll be paying you $400 rent.
So it wasn't for travel.
She could do whatever she wanted.
No. Of course she could do whatever she wants. I'm asking you what your rent was.
My rent was $400 a month.
For the roof over your head?
Correct.
Okay, now, fine. So now you paid her $400, let's say twice. And so what's next? So
what I did was I bought a trip to Florida. So what I did is I advanced all the money, $2,200, expecting to live there. But I only lived there 2 months.
So you paid $2,200, $800 of which was for rent.
Correct.
So that leaves $1,400. And go ahead.
Then she kicked me out. She left me at the curb at the airport.
Did you go on the trip?
Yes.
The two of you?
Correct.
Okay. Was she supposed to pay you back for half the trip?
Was she supposed to pay me back for half
the trip? That's the question I asked you.
She said at the airport, she says, yes, I'll give you your money for what I paid so far, minus what I've already stayed there.
Well, that would mean that she would owe you $700.
Okay.
I mean, if what you paid forward was $2,200.
Correct.
Your rent was $800.
Correct.
You each went on the trip. And if
correct.
You were going to split the expenses, that would mean she, at best, owes you $700.
Correct.
Okay, so that's all we're interested in today.
And then there's the Isani place.
She's not paying you anything for that, sir.
Why not?
One place or another, you have to pay rent. She's paying a mortgage.
Right.
You're paying rent. Your wife is living in your house with your kids. She's paying expenses. One place or another, you have to pay.
Right, but I was paying her, but I paid the whole thing. She was supposed to...
She paid her whole mortgage. You didn't pay her whole mortgage.
But she
was... You stayed there on weekends.
I would...
Mr. Nelson, at best, she owes you $700. That's it. Now I have to hear about the trip that you went on. Did you go on a trip with him?
Yes, I did.
And did you agree that the costs of that trip would be split between the two of you?
No. And I didn't know it was coming to $2,000. I have a...
It's not $2,000. The whole thing was $1,400.
Right.
He's going to show me that it was $2,200. That's the trip.
My ticket alone is $464.
$464?
Yeah.
And what else?
I got the visa that he requested, and he put it in his pocket, and I never seen it until we got back. And I have all these charges on here. So if this was used for my rent...
Just a second. All those charges...
That we bought... Went out to dinner, we went to...
Well, who paid that?
It came out of the money that he gave me for rent.
How much total?
Out of $460, there's $22 left.
He said the trip was $2,200.
I don't know where he comes up with that.
Where do you come up with $2,200, sir?
I have a timeshare, so the cost of timeshare per year is roughly about $800.
Just a second. You have a timeshare with whom?
With me. I own a timeshare.
With your wife?
Yes, and my brother.
With your wife and your brother?
Correct. We own it together.
Great.
But I'm able to use it.
Great. And are you going to be able to use it next year?
Yes. But I have to pay the maintenance fee and I have to pay the exchange fee. And
you have to pay for that no matter whether you use it or not.
No, you don't have to pay the exchange fee. That's when you use it.
Oh, good. How much was the exchange fee for this week?
$199.
$200?
$200.
So where are you getting $2,200?
The car rental.
Tell me exactly how much the car rental was, sir.
The car rental? It had $282. And then we had a gas fee when we were done of
$82. $282 for the car rental. What else?
Well, the gas money was $82, and then the fees for going through the tolls were $26.
So far, I'm not anywhere near $2,200,
right.
Sir.
Well, then what it was is that, see, both airline tickets together.
Not interested in... You're interested in hers.
Right, the airline ticket, okay? And then I paid for that $465 she was talking about was I went shopping for her. It came with $465. I said, keep that money. get that money and make it
into. I'm not seeing $2,200, sir.
Right, I'm getting it.
Is what you're doing adding in there the cost of the condo?
Yes.
Well, you can't.
The maintenance fee of it.
You can't.
Okay.
I'm not seeing, sir, that you paid more than $800.
I paid for her.
She doesn't owe you any money, Mr. Nelson.
She doesn't owe you any money, Mr. Nelson.
None.
Right,
if all you paid for 2 months was $800, you've hardly brought the expenses for this trip up to $800. And if you were paying off your rent by this trip, then it's a wash.
But the total cost of the trip was $2,200.
That includes
the
cost of the condo.
Correct.
Goodbye.
But that's
it. Well, he's on excuse. You may step out.
We agreed to move in together.
He's a liar.
You know, the money was supposed to go to a trip.
And a deceiver.
You know, for me living there.
When you do a relationship, you're always going to risk something.
I think she had in her mind that she didn't want to be with me anymore.
Matter of fact, the outfit he's got on, I bought for him.
But she was going to get something.
I'm never going to date another guy in my life.
Before, you know, we finally officially break up.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Pope versus Speed. Step forward.
Jamie Pope is suing her former friend, William Speed, for the unpaid balance on a mobile home.
Mr. Speed, the plaintiff, sold you a mobile home.
Yes, ma'am.
How much did she sell you the mobile home for?
$1,500.
How do you know her?
She was a friend of my sister's.
And had you been in her mobile home before you purchased it?
No, ma'am.
So you bought it sight unseen?
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you do that?
She said she had some tenants living there at the time. Whenever we first discussed it, we was at a local club. And she said she had some people living there that wasn't paying the bills, running the place down, and so on. So I told her, I said, well, whenever they get out and you decide to sell it, let me know. And then after my mom passed in September, I moved out of my parents' house, let my sister move back. I moved in at a little single-wide mobile home.
Which mobile home?
The property that I own where my business is. We got a little mobile home there.
And?
She called me up, said that she got the people out and wanted to know if I was still interested in the mobile home. I said, yeah, I told you I'll do it. I'll do it. So she said, well, come on over with your sister, check it out. Went over there, did a little walkthrough real quick.
Just a second. So you did look at it before you bought it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that was my question.
But?
That was my question. You looked at it before you bought it.
But I did a verbal agreement over the phone. Yes, ma'am.
You didn't do any verbal agreements, or if you'd done a walkthrough and you didn't like what you saw, you wouldn't have purchased it.
Yes, ma'am. But I still paid for it.
Just a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm on you for a reason.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's the right reason. It's just a sense that I have from reading your papers.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you're going to lie, you have to be able to have the first lie clearly implanted in your brain so that you don't look like an idiot in front of 10 million people.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jamie Pope says former friend William Speed was in the process of buying her mobile home, but sold it before he finished paying her off. She is suing for the unpaid balance.
You purchased it for $1,500. That was your agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you pay her?
In all?
No, no, not in all. How much money did you give her?
I gave her $200 up front.
$200 up front, which means you still owed her $1,300.
Yes, ma'am. And then over a period of time, I paid her $50 a week, $100 a week, so on. That was our agreement, was every week I was going to give her a little something each week until it was paid off.
How much did you pay her?
I believe it was $1,200, I believe.
Let me explain something to you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're going to lie, you have to have a good memory. If you're going to make up stories as you go along, you have to be able to have the first lie clearly implanted in your brain so that you don't look like an idiot in front of 10 million people. Because I'm going to read to you what you wrote in your answer.
Okay.
Which said nothing about paying her $50 here and $50 there, adding up to $1,200. I moved in October of 2011 and immediately started getting hassled by lot management because Jamie was behind on her rent. This is you.
Yes, ma'am.
You want me to show you your signature on here?
No,
you swore
no,
to it.
I know what I read. Thank you.
Jamie didn't have the money to bring the home up to code, so she told me that if I paid for the repairs, I could have the mobile home. I transferred the lot rent into my name
and, she was behind
and shelled out $900 to bring up everything to code. At that point, I thought we were even. Now, then you stand here and you tell me, that you owed her $1,300, but you paid her a little here, $50 here, $50 there, when you could. That was your agreement. And in total, you gave her $1,200. So would you mind showing me, sir, in your answer that you signed, because that's your signature.
Yes, ma'am.
Where you said that? Show me where you said that.
I just thought this right here was just a sum up of what happened. I didn't know.
Not a sum up of what happened. What that says is that the place wasn't up to code. You paid to repair it. Just stop shaking your head. You look like one of those dolls. It's making me nervous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You said to the lot manager, she's not going to pay anything anyway. If you put my name on the lot now, I'll start paying you, which is what the lot manager did. What do you think, I'm stupid?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jamie Pope says former friend William Speed was in the process of buying her mobile home, but sold it before he finished paying her off. She is suing for the unpaid balance.
Now, you paid to repair it, and therefore you considered yourself even. You stood there 2 minutes ago, sir, and told me that you put money in her hand, $1,200 over a course of months, and therefore you don't owe her any money. Here you say I didn't give her any more money, but I repaired the trailer, brought it up to code, and then I thought we were even.
Yeah, but she sent me a text stating over a period of time, like I said, over a period of time, I was paying a little bit here and there.
Could you tell me why you didn't say that here, sir? And why your story is totally different? You have two different defenses. I don't understand the two different defenses.
Well, like I said, I just thought that was a sum up.
It's not a sum up. It's a sum up would be I paid her the remainder of what I owed her over a period of time. That's a sum up.
And then on the day that I went and took a look at it, she handed me the title to the trailer. It was from the previous owner before she even bought it, so it was never even in her name. It was an open title. Then just a few weeks ago, I actually sold it to Mr. Holland.
You didn't pay her.
On the verbal agreement that we had, she texted me up, wanted to know if I could come up with a certain amount of money up front at towards the end that she would call it even. I gave her $200 one week. The following week, I gave her another $200, and I haven't heard nothing else from her until her friend, who's living in the trailer, did not pay their rent to me.
All I want to know, sir, is if you paid her $200, now you're telling me that you paid her at the end another $200, that's $400. That means you still owe her $1,100.
I own it.
Listen, I don't believe him because he didn't keep his story straight.
She was $2,000 in the hole to the lot manager. They were actually getting ready to go after her when I took over the deal. So I talked to the lot manager, and she said that she's $2,000 in the hole. I said, I didn't know about that. I said, well, go ahead and put it over in my name. And I got right here where the lot now is in my name.
Great.
Right here. And so I told her, I said, she has no money. She's struggling as
it is. Just a second. What does that have to do with giving her her money? So now you have the lot in your name. So what?
Whenever she sold me the trailer, I took her debt with it.
No, you didn't. If you show me that you paid off her $2,000, we'll talk, you and I. But you didn't pay off the $2,000 that she owed the lot manager. You said to the lot manager, she's not going to pay anything anyway. If you put my name on the lot now, I'll start paying you. You're not going to get anything from her. You might as well take it from me, which is what the lot manager did. What, do you think I'm stupid?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Did you pay the lot manager any of her money?
No, ma'am, but...
Right.
But I cleaned up the lot that she left.
You walked through the property, sir. Clean up the property, you say, I don't want this trailer.
Well,
you clean it up first.
I was just trying to help her out. She said she didn't have the money to pay it. She didn't have the money to take care of it.
Listen, you wanted to help her out? You didn't help her out. All you did was you took our trailer, you didn't pay her for it, and you turned around and sold it to him. That's what you did, because that's what you just told me, that you own it now, right?
Mm-hmm. But how can you sell something?
Uh-huh, it's not an
How can you sell something that's not yours?
Are you trying to talk over... Uh-huh is not an answer. Yes, I
yes,
own
ma'am.
The trailer. Perfect. You own the trailer, and you owe her $1,300. That's all.
One Judge Judy may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... Their dog survived the mauling.
Saw him limping and he was bleeding all over the floor.
Who's to say their dog didn't get, you know, cut going underneath the fence or something?
I'm here to say it.
Next, Judge Judy.
trying to help somebody out. It's basically, I know what the truth is.
I maybe got a total of $200.
My sister knows what the truth is. My friend does.
I mean, he paid $50 here, $50 there.
If that's the way she wants to live her life, that's the way she wants to do.
So, I mean, it was all a lie.
Eventually, it's going to burn her ass. I don't care.